Shoftim Perek Tes Pasuk Mem Beis. So Gaal and his men have been routed by Avimelech. Avimelech is back in Tarma, his seat of power. And the people of Shechem are about to get it. Vayihi Macharas. And the following morning, after this ill-fated battle where Gaal never had a chance, Vayetze Ha'am HaSadeh. So the people of Shechem went out into the fields. So the people went out into the fields thinking, okay, Rashi suggests, okay, we blew it. It didn't work out. So back to normal life under Avimelech again, and we'll let bygones be bygones. What the heck? They went back to business. The Malbim elaborates because this was Esa Botzir, Ukvar Hisyashu Mina Melchama. They were Miyayesh. They gave up on the war and the rebellion. And they think it's going to be going back to business as usual by going back out into the field, which was a foolish thought on their part. So, Vayagidu L'Avimelech. So, the loyalists told to Avimelech, hey, all those people who had such big mouths over the last couple of days are now back out in the field. Meaning, of course, that they're vulnerable again. They're in big trouble. Mem Gimel Vayikach Esa'am. So, Avimelech took his army, his people, his nation. Avimelech took them out. Vayechetzem l'shlosha rashim. And this time he divided them into three. He's not facing an armed rebellion this time. He's facing ordinary people who are out there with sickles and the baskets who are going out to do their business. So Avimelech took his companies and he divided them into three. And once again, he set up an ambush. Vayar v'hine ha'om yotzei min ho'ir v'yokam aleihem v'yakem. And he, vayar rov basodem, and he set them up in ambushes in the field again. Vayar, and then he saw, v'hine ha'om yotzei min ho'ir v'yokam aleihem v'yakem. And he saw the people coming out, this time in peace, to go out and do their business. And he rose up against them and he killed them. He just massacred them. And these, remember, are his relatives. Although Avimelech has shown a very poor attitude towards family reunions. And now he rose up out of the city to punish. Memdalad Avimelech va'arashim asher imo pashtu vayandu pesach shar ho'ir. Avimelech and the companies that were with him set themselves up, spread themselves out, as we saw before, and they stood at the gate of the entrance of the city. Ushnei ha'rashim pashtu al kol asher basada. And this is how he carried out the massacre. And the other two companies spread out against everyone in the fields, vayakum, and killed them. So basically, Avimelech and his company didn't do the massacring. They stood by the gate to prevent anybody's escape back to their homes. They cut off the escape route. And Avimelech's other companies massacred them in the front, out there in the field. Then Avimelech nilchom ba'ir kol hayomahu. Avimelech made war against his own city, the city that had placed him in power, the city of Shechem, all of that day. Vayilkodes o'ir, and he conquered the city with great ease. But v'sa'am asher b'harag, anybody who was in it, he killed, he massacred. So they killed all the people out in the fields. They killed all the people back in the city. Vayitotzes o'ir. And then he demolished the city. Vayotatz, he smashed it into pieces. Vayizra'eh ha'melach. And he sowed it, he planted it with salt, which is a way to render all of the fields in the ancient world unfit for planting. Because the salt will prevent any nutrients and it will suck up all the moisture that comes onto the ground. So anything that you try to plant on salted earth is going to be useless. Realistically, this is only symbolic because the salt doesn't last long. If you put salt down in these furrows, sooner or later it will wash out. There'll be rain. It'll be overcome by the natural processes of the soil. So the ground can easily be farmed again within a couple of years. But for the moment, this is a symbolic act by Avimelech that he's completely destroying Shechem, and there is no Shechem as far as he is concerned. Avimelech doesn't want to reconcile with these people, He is angry that they have betrayed him, never mind the fact that he himself is a terrible, treacherous person and an unreliable person. He's making an example so that no one will ever rebel against Avimelech, even though that is Avimelech's own nature, every chance he gets. And in fact, some of the people who were killed, the Me'am Loe says, were loyalists to Avimelech. They thought that they had nothing to fear. They hadn't rebelled. So either they went out to go and plant and sow, or they went out to look for him to reaffirm their loyalty to him, or they stayed in the town feeling like they are safe in their homes because Avimelech would never do anything to him, to them. And so Avimelech massacred them all, loyal and disloyal alike. Everybody had to die. It also didn't help that his men, because it said that there were corpses piled up to the gate, many of the corpses were Avimelech's men. So Avimelech was very angry that his men had had losses, and his own soldiers were very angry. So none of them were looking for any reconciliation with the people of Shechem. So instead, they murdered everybody both inside and outside the city. Avimelech's vengeance is terrible indeed. But Avimelech doesn't realize that this moment of his great victory is also going to be shortly a prelude to his own fall and collapse. He's not going to last much longer.